Would you like to make your money last through retirement? Would you like to take some of the risk out of the market? Could you use a break in your taxes? Well, your timing is perfect. You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer. Jerry and Nick have received numerous awards over the past four decades and are known as Orlando's father and son retirement wealth team. They've been featured in magazines and TV news shows and named one of Orlando's five-star wealth managers. Together, they lead the Group 10 financial team. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer.
Good morning, everyone. Glad you're with us today. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. I'm Mark Elliott. You know, in a couple of weeks back, we were talking about an extensive study that was done across the country of 1,500 retirees that showed that their number one concern of those pre-retirees and retirees is how to handle their retirement income needs. And I think that would be a good thing to talk about starting out the program this morning. Certainly, retirement really starts with income, right? We've got to replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in, and we have to do it with our own savings, and there's a lot of different ways we can create some income. So I thought this would be a great topic to kick off the show today. And I've heard both of you say that retirement planning is income planning, but are all incomes in retirement the same? My guess is they're not. Jerry and Nick are going to help explain that. So let's start with maybe what are some of the different ways that, people can get income for their retirement?
Well, it all boils down to what type of income do you really want?
Yeah, as you're over there making the, right. he's has a coin over there and he's flipping the coin up in the air.
Right. You know, you get to decide what income do you want. Do you want it guaranteed where you know without a doubt
there's
I'm
heads.
Going to get
heads.
This.
Guaranteed income.
Yeah. Every week I'm going to get the same or every month. And then there's that what if. Well, if the market goes up really good, I'm going to be okay this month. But if it doesn't do so hot next month, I may have to give up going out to golf on Saturday.
And that was a perfect example. I had a gentleman just come in last week, and that's exactly what he said. I had asked him what his retirement income plan was, and he said, well, if the market's up, I'll take money out. If the market's not, then I don't take money out. And I said, well, that's kind of an interesting way of doing it. So I said, if the market actually goes down, then your plan is to cut back your lifestyle. And he said, yeah, market's up, I'll take it out. Market's down, I just won't take anything out. And I thought, because he has a nice pension and Social Security, he has the luxury of being able to do that. But there's a lot of people that don't have that luxury. They need that income each and every year. And so living in a what-if scenario can be a down thing. Heads, I get guaranteed income. Tails, I have what-if income.
And what would be better would be have a combination.
You can have a combination of the two,
yeah.
Right? So if you need $6,000 of income in retirement a month, do you want that? You know, ask yourself, do I want that to be a what-if? Do I want that to be a variable income? Or do I want that to be a dependable income? And there's different categories, I guess you could say. Of these, there's different investments that fit in each category. So for instance, stock market, expecting income from stock market, that's going to be a variable income. That's going to be a what if, again, dependent on the market, right?
And a lot of 401ks and IRAs are parked there.
Yep, mutual funds, that type of stuff would provide a variable type income. Variable annuities even would provide a variable income. But then you have guaranteed streams of income.
Social Security.
That's a guaranteed stream
a
of income backed up by the
work,
government. Pension.
An annuity can be based on the claims paying ability of the insurance company.
Yeah, and then the other part of this is you do have what we call predictable incomes. Those would be incomes by, you know, say, for instance, like a bond.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to get so much every month until it matures.
It's predictable, but here's the problem with that, too. You could have a GE or General Motors. General Motors had bonds that paid pretty good. Then General Motors went bankrupt.
Until they didn't.
And then all the people who had General Motors bonds lost everything that they had.
And then you've got real estate investment trust, the distributions from those that are somewhat dependable.
Yeah, that's the thing is you just have these different types. You just have to determine. It's not picking the investment first. Let's throw that out. It's not saying, well, this investment looks juicy. No. It is what kind of income do you want? Do you want it to be a variable or a what-if income? You know, do you want to say to yourself, well, hey, I get to enjoy retirement if the market goes up, but if the market goes down, I'm down to beans and weenies. I mean, is that the type of retirement do you want? Or do you want to say, hey, I'm short X amount of dollars a month. I want to make sure that no matter what that income is coming in. And that's exactly why we built the On the Money Retirement Review process. It was designed because there's all these different ways that you can create income. The problem is for most Americans, they've saved up this money. And then the question is, Well, I've saved it up. Now what? Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. We can really help you out.
A lot of advisors out there, Nick, are basically maybe they're pretty good at getting you to accumulate it. But then when it gets to the distribution phase where you've got to have some dependable income that you can depend on, mm-hmm. they may not be very good at when it comes to the distribution phase of that retirement.
And it's a completely different ball game. And that's, folks, that's why we're here. We're here to help you out. So if this sounds like you and you're shaking your head, yeah, you know, that sounds like something I really need help with, give us a call and you can take advantage of our complimentary On the Money Retirement Review. And we'll help walk you through this process. That number is 800-691-3372. Again, that's 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial, started the company in 1965. Nick Royer is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants, now serving his second three-year term. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for On the Money. And right now we're talking about income. That's really where retirement starts. You've got to replace those paychecks because when you get into retirement, you're basically in voluntary unemployment. So now where are your paychecks going to come from? And that's what we're talking about. And there's no question, you guys have met with so many people when it comes to retirement planning over the years. A lot of people retire and they try to use the stock market to create guaranteed retirement income. Is it even possible to get guaranteed income from the stock market?
No, you can't. That's what if income, Mark. People try and they fail every day. It's like
trying to do it that way.
Yeah. It's like living on the ocean and expecting there'll never be a wave, or living in Hawaii and a volcano will never erupt.
Yeah. That would be for years and years that they lived that life. I actually have a friend who's there who lives on the Big Island, and he was sending pictures of the original fissure on Facebook Live saying, wow, here's my backyard. And he's originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's what he said is he's, I'm not familiar with this, you know, coming from Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, I came here. I thought there was no problems.
Yeah. The markets naturally go up and down. Not that big of a deal when you pull money out when that market's going up. But it can be devastating when you're pulling that money out when it's going down.
And yeah, it's reverse dollar cost averaging.
Absolutely.
Is what you're talking about there. And we all know dollar cost averaging, you know, it's something that you do to try and save wealth. The markets go up and down, and the idea is you save money throughout your entire working life, and you buy stocks at low points and high points, and hopefully over time, you're buying stock at lower prices over periods of time, and it's good for retirement. Well, when you get to retirement, you actually have this money saved up. Now what you're doing is you're taking money out. It's not that big of a deal if you're taking money out of your retirement savings in a rising market, but as markets start to go down, if it goes down 20% and you take out 5%, now you just went down 25%. Mm. And that's the point of no return, that eventually at some point you can really run out of money during retirement. I have story after story after story that I could share that points that out. One that always sticks in my mind is a guy who retired with $1 million. Mm. He was told just take out 5% of your wealth and it will last. And then he lived through 2007. He was working with another broker. He lived through the 07, 08 crash. And his $1 million was now worth $450,000. And he thought, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do? I've got $450,000 left. I need $50,000 a year to live off of. I'm going to be broke in 8, 9, 10 years. And that's what we don't want for anybody. So that's why it's important to know without a shadow of a doubt what kind of income you want in retirement, whether it's guaranteed, whether it's a what-if income or a combination of the two. And make sure that your investments match what you want.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. I'm Mark Elliott. And if you want to find out more about Jerry and Nick and the team at Group 10 Financial, you can certainly go to the website, group10financial.com. And when you type it in, you type in the number 10. So it's group10financial.com. A lot of great information. Also, you can find out about workshops. They typically put on about 4 every single month. There's no cost to attend these, but you do have to sign up. Seating is limited. All that information and more on the website, group10financial.com, group10financial.com. So we're talking about income in our first segment of the show today. Glad you're with us. And, you know, if we can't really guarantee an income from Wall Street, for example, should people just expect their retirement to be uncertain, that what-if type of retirement? Well, I hope things go well this month because it's been a tight month. Or do other methods of getting retirement income actually work better and maybe even be able to provide some certainty?
Well, you just can't get guaranteed income from the market. but you can from other avenues that are available to us. There are plans that can guarantee income for life based on the claims paying ability of the company, like setting up your own private pension plan that you own and you control. And you want your mandatory income needs to come from a guaranteed source. So yeah, there are plans available. You just have to be made aware of.
I like that term, private pension. And the reason I like that is we grew up in an age where mom and dad retired with pensions. Mm-hmm. And now today's retirees are living in a time that does not have that private pension. And so I think this generation understands the benefit of it, but they also know the pain of not having it.
That's like you coming in last week and you were telling me that you had a fellow gentleman that left. And he wants 100% of his dollars at risk. And you know why? Nick says he's got over a $75,000 pension guaranteed.
And he doesn't even spend that much.
Yeah.
He spends $50,000 and he's bringing in $75,000 for a pension.
We were looking at each other and say, wow, that's anomalous.
Well, what's interesting is I asked him, I said, well, what would you do if that pension went away? He's like, well, I would hope I would have another pension to take its place.
Yeah.
That's the idea of retirement planning, is to have that backup pension that you can go to help fill that gap, fill that income that you need, and make sure that it's coming in so you know how to plan for retirement, knowing I got income coming in no matter how long I live.
Yeah, so when you're talking about guaranteed income, you're talking, as Nick and Jerry said earlier, you're talking Social Security, pensions, if you're lucky enough to have one, and you're also talking certain types of annuities. So having guaranteed income definitely has its pros. I mean, that's certainly a positive to have guaranteed income coming in every month during our retirement. But what happens if, so let's say inflation takes off? You know, we're in a rising interest rate environment, which tends to lead to a higher inflationary rate as well. So now let's say that we're 5 years into retirement and that guaranteed income that we thought we were going to be good with now isn't quite enough. What do we do then?
Well, set up income buckets. We
multiple
talk about this so
multiple
often.
Streams of income,
multiple
just like the real
streams,
estate people
yeah.
talk about.
It's like setting up mini pensions that you own and you control. You turn one on today when you're going to retire, and maybe inflation, Mark, like you say, kicks in and goes a little higher. You turn on another source of income.
Like a spigot.
Yeah. A little later on, something else happens, maybe health condition, you turn on another spigot. And you keep having these multiple income streams that you can trigger as you get older to counter for inflations and other emergencies that can arise.
And the problem for most people planning to retire is that they don't have a solid income plan. And they don't have that plan in place by the time that they retire. And generally, financial salespeople out there aren't helping people create retirement income plans either. And we'll have a lot of people that come in every week and they're saying, well, we're working with a broker, but he's just investing us in stocks and mutual funds. They haven't created an income plan for us. We have no idea how to take this money out. And so, folks, what you need is a detailed plan so you can live a confident retirement lifestyle, knowing where your income in retirement is going to come from year after year. So if it's worth 50 to 60 minutes of your time to have a retirement plan that can weather any storm and you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, just give us a call. We spent over 52 years fine-tuning our process to help people in retirement, and it's called the On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review. This process is really designed to help make a transformational difference in your financial life. We'll help you create that retirement income plan to help you protect against running out of income during retirement. And we'll help you live the life that you design. So if you're nearing retirement or already retired, you just have to decide if it's worth 50 minutes to make sure you are on track.
So all you have to do is just pick up the phone. Give Jerry and Nick and the team at Group 10 Financial a call. 800-691-3372. 800-691-3372. 3372. And this financial analysis is customized just for you, using your figures, your timeline, your specific situation. It will give you the probability that your retirement plan will be successful. And if not, Jerry, Nick, then, and the team at Group 10 Financial can help you create a retirement roadmap to guide you a little bit better and more positively into your retirement. But this is only for those who call right now. So don't put it off. Call for your complimentary On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review with Jerry and Nick Royer at Group 10 Financial, 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Great opportunity is what it is for you to sit down with the team at Group 10 Financial, 800-691-3372. You know, I said that Jerry started Group 10 Financial back in 1965. So obviously in 52, 53 years, They have sat down with a lot of retirees, pre-retirees, and those already retired. And there are a lot of unrealistic financial goals when it comes to a lot of retirees, their thought process. So we're going to talk about unrealistic financial goals and then talk about what are some realistic financial goals. And we'll kind of compare and contrast the two. So stay with us. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Back right after this.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
It used to be easy to create a retirement strategy, work 40 years, save money, live off that money for a few years during retirement. But things have changed. For many retirees, reliable income is harder to come by. We're living longer than ever. So that chunk of retirement money now needs to last you until 85, 90, even 100. Too many people are accidentally making mistakes that could cause them to run out of money during retirement. Don't be one of them. Call the team at Group 10 Financial who hosts the On the Money radio show. You can take advantage of their complimentary, no obligation, On the Money Retirement Review, where they will dig into your unique situation and see if you have any red flags that could derail your retirement, and then help you build a custom retirement roadmap to help you live a confident retirement lifestyle. Call Group 10 Financial right now to schedule your complimentary On the Money Retirement Review. 407-960-4052. That's 407-960-4052. Investment advisory services provided by Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back this morning to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. You know, while we were away at break, we were talking about what most people's goals are when it comes to their money. What are their dreams? What do they want out of retirement? And I brought up a really interesting question. Over the last 52, 53 years, because think about this, Jerry started a Group 10 Financial back in 1965. So that means they have sat down with a lot of pre-retirees and retirees. And I know both of you, you know, Nick, you included, certainly have met with hundreds, if not thousands of people, and you've heard about their goals for their retirement. And I'm sure times have changed. In the 70s and 80s, maybe their goals were different than they are today, but I think most people just want to continue their lifestyle, and they want to know that they're going to have enough money the next day and the next day, and until they run out of life. That's kind of the deal. So of all the financial goals that you guys have heard from clients and prospective clients, what is probably the most unrealistic one that someone had that they said, hey, Jerry, Nick, can you help me with this?
I want 12% return on my money and I don't want any risk because I listen to Dave Ramsey. Yeah.
I have heard that one.
Yeah.
I think Money Magazine's ears went up when that started coming out, and Money Magazine wrote an article, and right on the front page, I had a picture of Ramsey's face. And it said, take his debt advice, but not his investment advice, yeah, is what basically the article was. But we do hear this.
Yeah.
You know, I won 12%. I don't want to lose anything.
Hey, the market went up 40% last year, Mark, and I won 40% this year.
And every year.
Yeah. I like both of those. I'm full on board with both of those.
I know. Doesn't it sound good? I mean, it sounds great. I've had a guy, I can remember, an older gentleman, and he walked in, sits down, opens up his checkbook, and cuts a $100,000 check. I didn't even know him. Pushes the check across. He was a referral. Okay.
Yeah.
And he said, I heard good things about you. He pushes a $100,000 check across the table, and he says, here's $100,000. Do what you think is best. And I said, well, that's not how we work. We have to do a financial plan. We don't just do that. You know, what's your goal? What is the purpose of this money? What's your vision for it? And he said, well, that part really doesn't matter as long as you get me 10% each and every year of no risk.
Yeah, and that was in our Cincinnati office. And there was a guy at that time that advertised with one of the main celebrities, a guy.
And his picture was all over park benches,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he had it everywhere. And it was his 10% income plus plan. And basically, he had a program called the IGW Trust that when it went through the court and found out that the 10% was
bogus. He said, I'm going to give you 10%, but
and
it's floating everybody's
money.
He
would actually
scheme.
Go up to people's homes carrying a Bible and arrived in a chauffeured limousine that would bring him around. When he would walk in, he would pray with the people before he talked to him, and the IGWT plan was the In God We Trust plan, but was not existent. And he went to jail for 12 years.
And its fictitious number was the 10%.
Yeah.
He was telling everybody he could do it with no risk.
10% plus.
And really all he was doing was take Jones money from the end of the street and giving it to Fred at the end of the, at the other end of the street. He was just moving money back and forth. Ponzi scheme, right? So that's why he was in jail. But, you know, even in the schools.
But what did you experience in your, the kids?
Yeah, I mean, even in schools, right. Yeah. I mean, even in colleges, kids are leaving colleges being taught by their professors to use numbers like 10%, 11, 12% as a safe rate of return on people's plans. And that's just, you know, just because it's happened over 40 years, that's not what it's done over the last, you know, that's not what it's done over the last 16. That's not what it's done this century is done that. So, I mean, at one point in time, maybe it did, but it's really hard to set your expectations to say, yeah, base your retirement off of a 12% return. Well, what happens if that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Set more realistic expectations, especially if you don't want any risk.
Yeah. And if clients come in and they want 40% guaranteed with no risk or 12%.
Need to have a conversation, 10%. A serious conversation.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be a fit for us because we're not going to blow smoke. We're going to go and show you proven facts that are dependable that you can rest assured. By golly, this is work.
Yeah. And use numbers that are realistic. It doesn't mean, you know, anybody can look great by running a spreadsheet and saying, hey, if we do 15%, here's what it's going to do.
Well, you remember,
but that's not realistic.
We had a client come in and the broker that he was talking to was guaranteeing him basically 15% a year. And he says, if I can't get you 15%, shame on me. And back in 2008, when the market went down 40%, that shame on me became real.
Well, yeah.
So really your mindset changes when you get into retirement. During your working years, certainly it's really all about rate of return. But when you get to retirement, it's really about the rate of income. How much money do you need month after month? You may not need those 12% returns anymore. Maybe you've already won the game. Well, Jerry and Nick can certainly sit down with you and talk more about that. It's 800-691-3372 to sit down with the team at Group 10 Financial. So you certainly had people come in with unrealistic goals. There's no question about that. What about people that come in to sit down with you guys and go through this on-the-money retirement process, and they really just, they're tired of working. They don't want to work anymore, and they really don't know what they're going to do in retirement. They just want to retire. So, you know, they've got a lot of money saved up, but they're not really sure what they're going to do. What then?
Or they have no goals at all.
Yeah. But most Americans are actually like that. Most people aren't sure how to set retirement goals. You know, this is why our first visit is really what we call a vision meeting. During this visit, you know, we find out what your vision is for your retirement, not what we think it should be. It's what do you want? What do you expect out of your retirement? And find out if you're on track or not, or what needs to be addressed so that you are on track.
Generally, it's like, what is the purpose of your money? Is it income, safety, growth, you know, legacy, tax efficiency? Is it liquidity? You need to have liquid money. Is it to protect against healthcare and long-term care costs? You know, what is the purpose? You know, how much are you okay with losing if the market goes down? That all gives us a vision. And then what we can do is find out where your money is and determine, okay, here is your vision for how you want your retirement. Are your investments and your current plan a match? Are you on track for that? And that was one of the reasons why we originally created the On the Money 5-Step Retirement Process, helping people determine what their vision was and then find out if there were any landmines that could really derail them and then help them create a roadmap to reach those goals. And so that offer is open to you listening today. If this is important to you, then it's important to our team to help you. So give us a call and we can help you create a solid plan. 800-691-3372. Again, that number is 800-691-3372.
Glad you're with us for On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. I'm Mark Elliott, and we're talking about setting realistic goals when you get into retirement. Are there any goals that you see that should be part of everyone's plan? Because we always say that everybody's situation is different. Are there some goals that really everybody should have?
First of all, Mark, would be an income goal to hit your lifestyle needs now, but even more important than now, later on down the road. And a bucket list goal.
This is fun. I like this one. Yeah.
What are your travel plans, family plans? Do you need or you want to achieve a successful, happy, carefree retirement. We had a lady 90 years old up in Connecticut, and for her 90th birthday, you know what her desire was?
I know, because I saw pictures of it.
Yeah, the ride on a Harley Davidson.
At 90 years old.
At 90 years old. So here was pictures in her hometown paper that she shared with us, showing her in this red leather suit with her red helmet on, taking a ride on the
back of a
Harley.
But that was her bucket list goal.
That was her bucket list, and she did it.
Yep.
We have another client that actually sold their home, have an absolutely stunning RV, and their goal is they're going to travel the entire United States and Canada in their RV and then come back home, buy a home, and say, we've done it.
But that was her bucket list goal. Yeah. So you should have an income goal, a bucket list goal. You should have a growth goal. You know, how much growth do you need and how much risk are you willing to take to get that growth? So just because you hear on TV that, XYZ Mutual Fund did 12%, does that really need that mean that that's what you need? There's what we call, you know, what you actually need in a financial plan. There's a lot of times I'll meet with people, and they're structured in a way where they're trying to hit the home run, but they only need 2% for their money to last.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, well, why try and hit the home run and strike out when you can take less risk and make it last? So you got to have a growth goal.
How about a healthcare goal?
It's important too.
You know, as you age and your health maybe is not as good as when you retired, where's that income going to come from? Because I got to tell you, if your health deteriorates, so does your retirement in a lot of cases if it's not planned for.
Or where's your long-term care goal? Where do you want to be? You know, if something happens, where is it that you want to end up? Is it going to be in the in-laws suite at your daughter or son's? Is it another facility that you vetted that you love? What is your healthcare goal? You need to have that.
A spousal goal. What happens if you walk out on life? What is the surviving spouse going to have to endure? You know, that's an address.
What's going to pass on? Where's her income going to come from, or his?
Yeah. And a family goal. What is your goal? What do you want to leave your family after you're gone? And independence is a goal.
I call that independence goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what goals would help you feel safe in retirement, independent, in control, not reliant on a market, being able to remain the master of your own ship?
And everybody's definition of that is completely different. But I find that most retirees these days, what they want is they want to stay in control. What's that cost? What does that mean? And let's build a plan to keep you independent.
Yeah, there's definitely is financial peace that comes when you have a plan in place. It can help you feel a bit more financially sound and secure when you know what you have. You know how to make it last, and you know you've planned to avoid life's pitfalls like stock market crashes, taxes, healthcare costs, inflation, or even picking the right Social Security strategy. The right plan can really help fix all of these problems. If this sounds like something you need help with, I'll give you the opportunity right now to come in for your very own On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review. It's like a complete overview on your current situation, and it's free to all listeners who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Folks, really take a serious look at where you are right now with your retirement plan, with your finances and your money. If you have any uncertainty, then you need to get this complimentary review and give us a call.
The team at Group 10 Financial will help give you a complete 360-degree retirement analysis, but you've got to call. That's 800-691-3372, and they'll make sure that you're on the right financial track, or they'll make some adjustments if that's what's needed to happen to ensure that you have confidence heading into retirement and throughout your retirement. This 5-step retirement money review, this on-the-money 5-step retirement review, and here's the best part of this. They're going to do this for you at no cost, no obligation, but that's really not the best part. That's a great part. But the best part is that now you're going to have confidence that you actually have a plan in place. The markets go down. That's okay. Jerry and Nick got a plan for me. The markets go up, great. I got a little bit more money, I guess. But it's not the end of the world. You're not retiring on the whims of Washington and Wall Street. Really, you've got a plan in place. It's the On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review, and it's yours. All you have to do is call. There is nothing. They can't send this to you because there's nothing in it yet, right? They've got to sit down with you to find out your hopes and dreams. What do you want your retirement to look like? So it starts with you. Then this On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review kicks in, and they create this for you using your numbers. So this could really help give you some confidence and clarity into your financial situation. Call Jerry and Nick and the team at Group 10 Financial and do it now. It's a great opportunity. 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. 800-691-3372. When we come back, our next segment, we're going to do something I don't believe we've done before. It's a retirement lightning round on topics like the stock market, Social Security, how involved your family should be with your money, running out of money during retirement. It's all part of the lightning round right here on the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Has your stockbroker or financial advisor ever talked to you about how to reduce your taxes in retirement? Have they ever showed you how to help make sure you aren't paying unnecessary taxes? Are you positioned to make sure your income in retirement is tax efficient or possibly even tax free? If you answered no to these questions, then you're like a majority of people who are paying way too much in taxes and don't even know it. Each week you listen to Jerry and Nick Royer, who host the On the Money radio show right here. And now you can take advantage of their complimentary, no obligation, On the Money retirement review, where they will help make sure you aren't paying unnecessary taxes, that you don't run the risk of running out of money in retirement, and that you won't get hurt when the market crashes again. Call Group 10 Financial right now to schedule your complimentary On the Money retirement review at 407-960-4052. That's 407-960-4052. 407-960-4052. Investment advisory services provided by Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Glad you're with us. I'm Mark Elliott. Jerry is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial. Nick Royer is a national known keynote speaker, and we're glad you're with us. We're going to do something we've never done before. It's called the Retirement Lightning Round. So here are the rules. We're going to move through a bunch of topics really fast, and I'm going to throw out a topic, and then Jerry and Nick will have about a minute to discuss and talk it over with us. So here we go. We're going to get started right now with the lightning round. So here's the first one. Investing at age 60 or 65 the same way that you invested when you were 35?
Bad idea, but very common.
Very common, yeah. When you enter into the financial red zone, that's the 5 years before you retire and the 5 years immediately after, you need to prepare for the distribution phase of your life. When you're 35, if the market goes down, you got time to make it up. Not so when you're 65. If that happens then, it could be.
Yeah, you got to transition from growing wealth to using it for your retirement income. So like you were saying, from accumulation to distribution, and your investment philosophy has to change. Think about climbing up a mountain. Your accumulation phase is like the climb up to the peak of that mountain. Distribution's like coming off the mountain and not getting killed.
Most accidents happen on
the backside, right? It's on the downside. You know, you're tired. You've gone up to the top. Usually there's a lot less oxygen up there. And then you're coming down and you could slide, who knows what. And so that's the thing, is you got to make sure that you are investing properly for that time in life. As you get older, your investment philosophy has to change.
All right, so the next topic on our lightning round, this one is, hey, I'm 62, I guess I'll just take Social Security. I can, so I guess I will. So number two is taking your Social Security without a plan.
I got to tell you, there's 2,000 plus rules in taking Social Security, and there's over 500 ways to take it.
And I think it's your biggest asset.
Yeah. You know, you've worked over 90,000 hours playing into that bugger. And I think it deserves a little bit more respect, or it should, than 15 or 20 minutes to fill out a card and say, I'm going to take it at 62. Because that could be your biggest asset, as Nick said. It could give you $100,000 to $200,000 more benefits by optimizing it. You should plan your Social Security along with other retirement savings.
You don't look on it on online. How about that one? That's a lightning round. That's a lightning round flub just there. That you shouldn't look at it like it's on an island. Don't look at Social Security like that's a decision that has nothing to do with my investments. It doesn't. It's all together. It's all universal. It's got to tie in together. It's holistic. Your Social Security decision is definitely going to affect your investments and vice versa. So you don't look out on an island. It's important to have a plan to make sure that you get the most money from Social Security that you can get and help make sure that you don't run out of money during retirement. And this is one of the reasons we created the On the Money Retirement Review. We'll help you craft your own retirement blueprint, a master plan, if you wish to call it that, to help you make sure that you are living a confident retirement lifestyle, no matter if you live to be 80, 90, or 100. 800-691-3372. That number is 800-691-3372.
Glad you're with us for On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. I'm Mark Elliott. Jerry, of course, the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial. Nick is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants, now in his second three-year term. And we're going through a bunch of topics really fast. We're calling it our lightning round. So here's number three in our lightning round. Health insurance if you retire before the age of 65.
Yeah, Medicare doesn't kick in until you're 65. You need health care insurance between 62 and 65. And I got to tell you, that can be expensive. Let's say it costs $800 a month for health insurance. That might mean over $9,000 a year in health care expenses by retiring early. And this doesn't take into account that at 62, you're agreeing to take 25% less income
from Social Security. From Social Security. So you're taking a cut in Social Security.
Plus, you got to buy that at a health insurance.
At insurance, at, let's say 3 years, you retired 62 to 65. That's 3 years. Three times nine is $27,000. So you had to fork over $27,000 just in health care between 62 and 65 and take a haircut
25%
on Social Security each and every year for the rest of your life. So sometimes the best choice is not necessarily to retire at 62 because of those reasons. But health insurance, if you retire before 65, be ready to pay for it because you're going to need it between 62 and 65. And it's not going to be smart to say, well, you know, I'll just take the risk and not have it. I have too many horror stories on that one.
All right, the next one. I think a lot of us don't really understand the difference. And a lot of us certainly do one, but not really the other. And so number four in our lightning round, tax preparation versus tax planning.
Boy, that's a good one.
One of my friends, Ed Slott, he's a PBS TV personality. He says it best. Tax preparers are great historians. Okay, so think about that one. Tax preparers are great historians. So you see, tax prep is putting numbers on the 1040 form. It looks into the past. It's kind of like saying this. It's April of 2018. Let's see what your taxes were like in 2017.
Yeah, you take in all your stuff to your tax person.
All the stuff in the past that you've already done.
A whole package of all your deductions. They go through it. They add it up. They put it on your form, and they make sure that it's added up correctly. But did they say, oh, my gosh, do you realize you could have moved this over here and eliminated some
tax? The difference, right? So tax preparer is looking into the past, just putting numbers on a document. Tax planning, that's what you were just alluding to, is forward looking. It's where the theme is, well, let's see what taxes you've been paying. Let's find out what taxes are unnecessary, and let's find out what we can do so that you stop paying those unnecessary taxes in the future. And it can kind of go in these phases. You know, number one, lowering taxes. Number two, getting more tax efficient or tax free income in retirement. And then number three, saying, how do I pass my money on to my family as tax efficiently as possible? That's what tax planning is versus tax prep.
All right, so the next one, keeping your finances to yourself. I think a lot of people do this. They like to keep their financial information close to the vest, if you will. So this one, keeping your finances to yourself, not even telling your wife or your family.
Yeah, we teach a whole class on just that topic, Mark. Keeping it in your head, that just doesn't work.
I had a couple that came in. I asked them about the financial plan, and he kind of rattled it off. And you could see her kind of glaze over. And I said, well, what do you feel about the financial plan? She said, well, I have no idea what the plan is. And he said, he just looks over at her and he says, you'll be fine. And she looked at him and she shook her head and she said, I have no idea what we have, where it is, or what I would do if something happened to you. And he said, you'll be fine. And that was the plan. And that's, and she was really distraught, and rightfully so. She was really distraught over that. And that's a big problem that people have, is if you is make sure you're on the same team. Make sure you're all planning this together. You want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on, because there will be a point in time, if you're married, when it's just one of you, and you want to make sure the other person knows exactly what's going on the moment something happens. But there's a second problem with this too, being able and not talking to your family about things. You know, not saying, you know, here is the plan as a family. I think what people say is, well, if I tell my kids anything about my money, they'll know all the money that I have. That's not it. That's not what I'm saying. All we're talking about there is, it's important they know where the will is. It's important they know who the power of attorney is, who the beneficiaries are. It's important for them to know where the items are in the house. Do you have a safety deposit box key? It's important to let them know, not to spend hours and hours and hours looking for something that doesn't exist. So just making sure everybody's on the same page, telling them what you have and where to find it, not necessarily what you have in the dollar amount.
Yeah, that reminds me of the guy that when he walked out on life and his wife called everyone together with the attorney to read the will, and he says, Bill, you're getting all of the downtown area around Lake Eola. And he said, and says, Sally, you're going to get the Lake Mary area and all the between Lake Mary and Altamont Springs. Charlie, you're going to get everything out in Windermere and Bay Hill and that area. And as the kid sitter says, Mom, we didn't realize Dad had so much. He says he didn't. That's his paper route.
<You know? laughs> Oh, my gosh. Right. You inherited all my work.
Yeah,
thank
so
you and have a nice
what
day.
He had, right? Yeah.
So. Oh, my God.
I like that one. That was a good one, Jerry. I like that. And, Jerry, this one, the next one in our lightning round, this next topic is probably something, since you started Group 10 Financial back in 1965, my guess is this is something that has changed. Probably didn't happen a lot back when you were early in business because of the pension, Social Security and all. But now baby boomers are doing those bucket list things. So here's number six. That is getting into debt early in retirement.
Oh, wow. Purchasing an RV or a second home or a boat. We even had a client come in and bought, after he retired, 6 timeshares.
Just couldn't say no.
Yeah, just couldn't say no. He went to every one of those things where they locked him into tour, I guess. What he didn't realize and what Nick showed him is, okay, you had the money to buy these 6, you know, $15,000 for this, $18,000, he'd buy them, but didn't take into consideration that it was going to cost him about $1,500 a year.
Each. Yeah.
For
just to manage it. Yeah.
Or taking out loans to pay the grandkids' education. You know, that's another bugger that can just eat you alive. Or you need to be cutting debt when you get into retirement, not getting into more.
How about the final one in our lightning round? That is taking on more and more risk as you get closer to retirement because you see the market's going up.
Yeah, I call this fear of missing out, FOMO, okay, fear of missing out. It's basically a disease that I suffer from because I don't like to be the first one to leave a party. I like to be the
boy,
last
is that
one.
The truth.
Okay, so, but in the stock market, it's the same thing too, right? Fear of missing out is when the stock market's going up and you have the fear of missing out, so you get in, but you usually get in at the wrong time.
Yeah, the Vegas mentality,
yeah, right?
Yeah. Down to my last $100, so let's put it all on red.
One crash away from sending you years and years and years away from retirement. So
yeah. It's not, you know, change in mentality from return on the investment to reliability of income. Kind of reminds me of the old Will Rogers. He wasn't interested in return on his investment. He wanted return of his money.
And so retirement requires a different skill set, a different mentality. And there are a lot of options out there, many strategies out there that most people just don't know about. That are really optimal for retirement. See, there's investments that are good for retirement and some that aren't. And the strategies that got you to retirement will likely not be the ones to get you through retirement. So when you call today for your complimentary On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review, we will help you figure out if you are on track financially and what options and opportunities are out there to help you get the most out of your retirement. We'll also do a complimentary retirement income analysis to help make sure you aren't running the risk of running out of money during retirement. We'll check out your investments, do an analysis on that to make sure that your money is invested in the right place. We'll do a stress test to help make sure you don't get clobbered during the next market crash. And we'll put all this together and just wrap it all up into a single written plan to guide you like a roadmap. No one else is doing financial planning this way. It's not a product pitch. It's a chance to build an exciting retirement plan so you can have an exciting retirement. a plan that puts your money in the right place. So if you give us a call in the next 15 minutes and you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, give us a call and you can take advantage of our complimentary On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review.
That number, of course, 800-691-3372, 800-691-3372. And Jerry and Nick and their team at Group 10 Financial are offering you an opportunity to get this retirement money roadmap done for free. They'll give you a holistic 360-degree review of your financial situation, but you've got to call now to take advantage of this. Schedule your own complimentary On the Money 5-Step Retirement Review. The number again is 800-691-3372. This could really help give you some confidence and clarity into your financial situation. Again, the number 800-691-3372. When we come back, our final segment is straight ahead. Jerry and Nick will answer questions from you, the listeners. We've got questions from Luke in Altamont Springs, Sylvia in Baldwin Park, Maria and Carlos in Orlando. Your questions are next. Stay with us. On the Money continues right after this timeout.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network. 10 seconds on the clock. No timeouts left. Down by six. You have to score. It's all about this moment. It's all about this play. The game has gone back and forth. Sure, there were fumbles along the way, but you fought hard. You worked the whole game for this moment. A turnover now would spell disaster. When you're in retirement or close to retirement, you are in the retirement red zone. You can't afford to make a mistake. Do you have the winning retirement game plan? You can call your own plays, or you can call Jerry and Nick Royer to help. They'll help you write your retirement playbook. Call 407-960-4052, 407-960-4052. A retirement game plan that will have you prepared for any scenario. Call Jerry and Nick Royer, 407-960-4052.
Investment advisory services provided by Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Jerry is the founder and CEO. Nick is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. I'm Mark Elliott. And there are several ways to get in touch with Jerry, Nick, and the team. One, by phone. We've given you the number several times today. It's 800-691-3372, 800-691-3372. You can go to their website. You can find out about workshops. They typically put on about four per month, no cost to attend. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited. That website is group10financial.com, but you'll type in 10, so group10financial.com. group10financial.com. And if you want to stop in and see them, the Group 10's financial office is easy to get to. They're in Maitland. They're right across the street from Sam Snead's Tavern and the RDV Sportsplex. So a lot of different ways to get a hold of Jerry and Nick if you have questions about anything that we're talking about. And as we do basically every week on the show, our final segment is that Jerry and Nick are going to take answers from either radio listeners or folks that have attended their workshops as well. So we've got three questions lined up. And I will say this, if you were sitting down with Jerry and Nick, obviously they can go into a lot deeper answers because they can ask follow-up questions and so forth. There's a lot of back and forth. Well, in this scenario, that's not the case. So first question comes from Luke in Altamont Springs. So I'm telling you, Luke, if you're sitting down with Jerry and Nick, you'd get a much more detailed answer probably than you get here just because there's no follow-up questions. But we always like these questions because others like you getting ready for retirement might have these same questions. So here we go. First question, Luke in Altamont Springs. Guys, my wife and I are both 67 years old. We've saved up $600,000 in IRAs. We'll probably need about $24,000 from this each year to support us in retirement, and we're going to retire next year. We're planning to buy a house on the beach this summer that costs $250,000. I want to pay cash, and I was planning to just take money from the IRA to pay this. What do you think?
$600,000, Luke, and you want to withdraw $24,000 a year. That's 4%. Would be the withdrawal rate.
That's not bad. That's so not long bad. As you keep that $600,000.
But if you take out $250,000, $250,000 for that beach house, and let's not forget taxes. This is coming out of qualified money, IRA, so it's all taxed. You need to withdraw nearly $325,000 to net the $250,000 because of taxes.
So that's basically 54%.
Yeah.
So they're basically going to take their entire net worth, withdraw 54% of your life savings and put it into the house. And now the problem with doing it that way is you'll only have $275,000 left in savings to to provide you $24,000 of yearly income in retirement.
That's 9%.
Is that what that comes to?
Withdrawal
rate. A 9% withdrawal
rate. You'll be taking way too high.
And that's way too high.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't work.
Here's a gauge on that. 9% withdrawal rate, way too high. Wall Street said you shouldn't take out anymore, and I think it was like 2.6% if you want your money to last as long as you do. So if you raid your IRA to pay for the house and you have to take out 9% every year, that's really taxing. I would suggest you second guess that one.
That's a great opportunity for Luke to call you guys and maybe come up with some alternatives. And that's certainly what Jerry and Nick can do for you, is kind of maybe come up with you, hey, you want the beach house? Well, let's figure out another way, as opposed to just pulling that $250,000 right out of your life savings, basically. 800-691-3372. There's no cost, Luke, to sit down with Jerry and Nick and the team. 800-691-3372. Sylvia in Baldwin Park asked this question. I was having a weekly lunch with some of my girlfriends, and we were wondering, when is the stock market going to crash?
That's a good one there, Sylvia. No one knows. If you've listened to our show for long enough, you know that we'll say that there's no crystal ball. You can't time the market. A lot of people will say that news is what drives the market, and we can't predict the news. And so if you think that news is unpredictable, then by its nature, the stock market is unpredictable. When we build financial plans for people, we keep this philosophy in mind. I'm going to rattle off some dates: 1982, 1987, 1994, 2000, and 2008. And if you think about those dates, those are the dates of the most recent crashes. Generally, if you just look at the difference in years, from 82 to 87 is 5 years, 87 to 94 is 7. 94 to 2000, 6 years, and 2000 to 2008 is 8 years. So generally, right between 5 to 8 years, there's a market correction or crash. Now, we're over 9 years right now. We're certainly due for something, right? All that we're saying is you got to build an investment plan that can weather any storm, up, down, or sideways. It's got to be able to work in good and sour markets. You got to have money that's at risk and money that's not at risk. That way, if the market is under pressure, you don't have to go to your market money to take income out. You can take it from someplace else. You know, make sure your income isn't dependent on the market, too. That's something Dad always harps on. And that's another philosophy, is you just don't want to always be dependent on a market what if.
So, Sylvia, if you'd like to sit down and talk with Jerry and Nick and find out, you know, is your money in the right place for you and your situation? Are you taking on too much risk? A lot of people think they're pretty conservative. Then they go through the risk stress test that Jerry and Nick can perform for you and find out they're taking on way more risk. That they think that if the market went down like 2008, that currently, well, then they might lose 10 or 15%. And Jerry and Nick do the stress test, and all of a sudden you're 40, 50% if we have the same scenario in 2018 that we did in 2008. Your numbers aren't matching up. So if you'd like to find out more what kind of risk you're taking, you can certainly sit down with Jerry and Nick. There's no cost, no obligation to do this. 800-691-3372, 800-691-3372. Here's our final question. This one comes from Maria and Carlos in Orlando. Over the last 35 years, I have not worked since I was raising the kids. My husband has been the only one working. We're both 66, and we're trying to figure out what kind of Social Security that we can depend on. I'm guessing he will get his benefit, and since I didn't work, I won't be getting anything. And I know you've always talked about how there are hundreds of options available for Social Security, and I just want to make sure that we do get the most out of Social Security, since I never paid into the system.
Well, Maria, you're probably eligible for spousal benefits. Those are benefits that a worker spouse may be eligible for, even though she didn't work, based on your husband's work record. In order to qualify for a spousal benefit, you must be at least 62 and have been married to Carlos for at least a year. If these things are met, you may be eligible to get as much as half of Carlos's retirement. It could be up to half. Might be a little bit less if you take it earlier, like before your full retirement age.
But you're already pretty close to your full retirement age. If you're 66, you might be a few months away.
Yeah.
But you know, you should be right at it. So you should be pretty close to being able to get some sort of benefit based off of his earnings record, spousal benefits. Definitely don't give up hope that you don't have anything.
Maria and Carlos, this is an open offer to you and our radio listeners today. If you would like for us to show you how to maximize what you get from Social Security, so at least you know the choices that are available to optimize what you have out there, give us a call at 800-691-3372 for our complimentary on-the-money five-step retirement review.
That's one of the steps that we follow is doing the Social Security part. You know, most financial advisors out there really aren't helping people maximize what they get from Social Security. Usually they might just be trying to sell you a mutual fund or some investment, but they aren't giving guidance on Social Security. And then what happens is we meet with people and come to find out that they've made the wrong Social Security choice and they've left $50,000, $60,000, maybe $100,000, maybe $200,000 on the table for the government to keep. You need to make sure that your retirement plan is holistic and that it looks at your entire financial picture. You have to make sure it's written out too and can work in both good and sour markets and follows five steps that we kind of always have been talking about. Number one, a retirement income analysis to help make sure you aren't at risk of running out of money during retirement. Number two, an investment analysis to help make sure your money is invested in the right place for you. Number three, assessing your Social Security situation, just what we're talking about, to see if you can get even more out of it. A stress test to help make sure you don't get clobbered during a market crash. And number five, incorporates a tax plan so you can stop really paying unnecessary taxes. Too many people are paying unnecessary taxes.
Yeah, and that's what we do for our clients each and every day. We will assess your situation, find any problems that you might have, and then build a single written plan to fix those problems and guide you like a roadmap. So if you give us a call in the next 15 minutes and you have over $200,000 saved for your retirement, give us a call.
And that number again is 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372. Jerry and Nick and their team at Group 10 Financial are offering you an opportunity to get this retirement roadmap done for absolutely no cost. And you've got to call now to take advantage of this. Schedule your own complimentary on the money five-step retirement review. The number 800-691-3372. Again, 800-691-3372. This could really help give you some confidence and clarity into your financial situation. It's that peace of mind, if you will, the ability to go to sleep at night and know that you're going to be fine when you wake up the next day. Find out where you are when it comes to your retirement strategy. Most don't have a strategy yet. Jerry and Nick are here to help guide you in what makes the most sense for you and your situation. That number, 800-691-3372. Guys, enjoyed it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Hey, Mark, you know, I want to tell everybody, and I hope they have a good weekend too. You can always follow us. You don't have to wait till the weekend to listen to us. Every day, basically, we're posting on Facebook. Facebook.com/Group10 Financial Group 10 Financial. And you can always follow us on Twitter. We're posting 6, 7, 8 times a week. Just great information. So don't miss out on free opportunities to get more details.
And until then, I want to thank you once more for your time, this time, until next time. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Group 10 Financial and Brookstone Capital Management are independent of each other. Fiduciary duty extends solely to investment advisory advice and does not extend to other activities such as insurance or broker-dealer services. Advisory clients are charged a fee for assets under management, while insurance products pay a commission, which may result in a conflict of interest regarding compensation. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product, features, and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.